This is a production of Cornell University.
UA meeting, October 13th, 2010.
So, the first matter of business today is the minutes of the meeting of September 29th. And Randy had an improvement over the minutes, too.
Can I
just
at the same time
just
say, can we just add my
amendment?
I think you can.
Yeah, we're going to, I was over that.
Okay. So with Randy's addition, do I hear a motion to approve the minutes? Okay. Everybody in favor? Okay, so much for the minutes. Now for the interesting part of this meeting. What we are here to do is to talk about child care situation. That is going to be the topic of this entire meeting. What we propose to do is to have about an hour of comments from the people that have been most involved in looking at the child care situation. And we are going to try and restrict everybody for that first part to about 10 minutes or so. Then we are going to open the floor for others that would wish to make comments, and we would ask that you limit your comments to about 3 minutes or so. And that, we figure, should take approximately an hour. At the end of that time, the members of the assembly will discuss what it is that we've heard and try and figure out what it is, if anything, that we should recommend to the president of the university. The university assembly is the body that represents the interests of faculty, staff, and students. And so child care really does logically come under the purview of the assembly because it represents something of interest to the entire university community. And that is why we're having this meeting. We want to hear people's opinions. There's been a great deal of material circulated. There have been reports from the ad hoc committee of the Faculty Senate. And there is a great deal of information, but we wanted to hear these things largely for ourselves. And so we'd like to begin then with a presentation from the Child Care Subcommittee of the University Assembly. And Brenda, if you would be so kind as to... I don't know where the best is. Maybe to just come up in the middle and turn around because there are more people that way than there are this way. It's a very awkward...
I'm Brenda Marston. I've been on the Child Care Services Subcommittee for 3 years since it started, and I'm currently the chair. And I'm here to encourage the University Assembly, a body which represents the interests of students, faculty, and staff, to follow up on its March 2010 resolution about improvements needed at the Cornell Child Care Center. We asked for a lot of change to happen by fall 2010. And since that time, the faculty senate has presented resolutions, recommendations that the president and asked for his response by November 1st. So we think it's important for the university assembly to make its current views known during this time when the president is making these decisions. Lately, I've received a lot of feedback on this issue, and I just want to address up front the question is, what right do we have to comment on the child care center? People have said, now I'm in a committee currently has a child care center, what are we doing to be your opinion about it? So I just wanted to address that up front and say that many people on the committee over the years have had children, and some of our current members have had children there and don't have time. So the overall perspective of our committee is that all of us have experiences, both good and bad, with child care, different kinds of child care at the Fertile Child Care Center and elsewhere. In addition to that, we bring expertise on early childhood education, special education, management and assessment of daycare facilities. And our goal is to represent our resolution, they would be paying more for care at the center, and it's a benefit that would apply across the board to all the children.
hear what you said.
The teacher turnover rate has actually increased to 6.1% per month, so the teacher turnover rate has gone up rather than down since the last time we looked at it. And this has been the biggest complaint and concern both of our committee and of the parents at the center. Our committee is, of course, glad to hear, 2 minutes, about every improvement that
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now I'd like to call on...
I just want to mention that this document was submitted to the entire assembly, or at least the substance of it, right, Brenda? The material that you just laid out is in the document that you submitted to the assembly. Yeah.
Now we'd like to hear from Human Resources. Lynette, are you going to do it? Mary, are you going to do it?
That's perfect.
Job of that, I felt that the most
Thank you, Mary. Is there anybody from the Family Services Committee of the UA that would like to say anything? Beth? Thank you. And I believe that there is nobody that wishes to speak for the administration of the Cornell Child Care Center. The director told me that she could not be here this afternoon. And so I think that concludes kind of the formal statements. And now we would open the floor. Yes, please.
I'm very sorry. I spent too many years flying small airplanes. This is a reflection of our commitment.
in those classes where my son and teacher have moved to. I'm very happy with the current place. He has patient care. Actually, one of the teachers from my baby is now brought. She's fantastic, and I want her to continue that relationship with my daughter. There were some comments made about the staff not being, or the administration not being sensitive to the parents. And I've talked to them at length many times for issues that come up over the years. And as my son is transitioning, and my daughter is transitioning, and they've been wonderful. They've given me lots of choices. They've informed me of what my options are. And I said, okay, I'm thinking about that. And I go, okay, then you could think this way. There's some options on that side. So I really haven't had an issue with the administration at all. So I met had things did happen in the center earlier on that needed to be addressed, and they cared much more about my satisfaction. So I don't really understand the issue that they're not responsive. Maybe other people had very different concerns, but that's certainly not even close to my mind. That's pretty much. I'm just very happy with the center, and I just want to communicate to you guys that you make this decision. They're great teachers, and it's a great place, and I really don't want to wind up in a very different spot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Can we ask questions?
Yeah, I think you should, I think it's fair enough to ask questions. By all means, Marty.
Sure. What do you make of the surveys of parents that were taken in the past and that the report makes reference to?
So my understanding about a year ago, there were some significant issues with the parents in the center going on about a year ago now. And I saw many, many meetings in the daycare center between the parents and the staff and my driver to try to come to new ways of operating, new ways of communicating. So for instance, I get an email every week that details what's going on in every classroom in that daycare center. There's a paragraph right up on what all the kids are supposed to be learning that week. And I can very easily see what my son and my daughter are doing. I can talk to them about it. I guess that wasn't true a year ago. When they interview new teachers, parents are always invited to have those meetings. Or you get to meet the teacher before they ever make an offer, they ask their opinion. All those things are in place in the last year. Okay? And there's many more things like that. So I think there's been a major change in the communication. I wasn't there when the daycare center opened. My kids were not at the daycare center day one. If they were, so what was important? So it's just I came in 16 months ago, give or take, and I did know that there were issues with communication between the parents, and I saw tremendous change.
I have a question.
16 months, I think.
Well, actually, I'd like to
excuse me.
Up with Brenda. Martin,
yeah.
Actually.
All right, go ahead.
Brenda,
we'll get to you in just a moment.
Yeah, the report that you read and the resolution that you proposed and the committee voted on was based upon an update, not something of a year ago. And I'm just curious, right? And I'm just curious about how you read. I mean, we've had a whole passel of parent reports that we've read through. I'm just wondering how you interpret those in the context of, you know, your report, in the context of those testimonials and this one.
Before you answer, Brenda, just to be a little clearer, when we addressed this in March, as I recall, the concern for the number of infractions was significantly higher than other care centers in the area. That was one concern. Staff turnover was a huge concern, and the initial parent satisfaction from the initial survey was very poor. Those seem to be the three key things that came to the committee consistently. And so in answer to Marty, if you know where the infraction trend has been, if you know where the staff turnover trend has been, how to move into it, it kind of like it's based on a June data point, but maybe not. And we've seen emails and we're how we regain parent satisfaction in a broad-based manner.
Yeah. All right.
We can't do that. I don't think we can do that now.
And it shows that the rate of turnover has actually increased here. So it was worse in the beginning and better now. And for parent satisfaction, there was a second survey done in June based on the results of that. And those showed that parent satisfaction had improved, but still there were 50% of parents who were not happy with the management of the center and 50% of
current parents are happy, you might extrapolate the future parents to be reasonably content. I'm sorry.
I think we need to move on to the next. Yes, okay, one more. I think
this is a very important situation. We cannot reveal what we have been told by the child about what we're trying to do. We did have some extended conversations in which they wanted us to put in and there were more and more reports and not tell the version that explained no matter what we were told. They wanted us to put in the report and say any member of the community.
Okay, Steve, thank you so much. Mary, I think, yes, go ahead.
During what, pardon me?
Would you be so kind as to identify yourself?
Oh, I'm Nicole Howell, and I'm the liaison with the child care center.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Sure. Yes, please. Who are you?
Thank you.
sorry, we can't hear.
Can you speak up?
I think it would be better if you continued your statement, and would you hold your comments, please?
I want everyone to recognize that this is a yes, go ahead. As a child care and child care.
just a quick point of order, and in case I miss the boat. I think in my discussions with the other members of the Inverse Assembly, what we are primarily focused on at the moment is not the closure of Rice Rice, but whether the recommended pleasant sport, whether we support terminating the contract early and finding somebody else to run it. I haven't come across any of our discussions and emails that indicate we want to close the center or would recommend the pleasant sport to close the center and close. Everybody, I think, wants a working first-class center. The real issue of the moment is the right company to carry on with that mission, or do we need to cut our sunk costs, find somebody else now? The transition will be painful, but better to do it once now rather than to linger on for years. Will we ever get a center for Bright Horizons that Cornell wants, a first-class center? So I guess in the sense of the inverse assembly, is that principally the argument that we're talking about addressing the breadth of the court rules, whether or not to recommend an early termination of Bright Horizons contract in favor of a new search?
No, necessarily. I mean, if you read the resolutions that have been proposed, they don't say that.
Don't say what?
On the one hand, suggests that when Bright Horizons contract terminates, that perhaps you don't look at that for a
competitive bidding. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. very little to solve this problem. So I do support the final child care center. Absolutely, but I ask you to consider the fact that the center's resolution is such a powerful
plan. Thank you. All right. You really have got your question.
Okay. Yes, my name is Jessica Walker, and I have son who's been at the daycare center just a couple months after it opened. And I do not have a petition that is for your center. I have a petition from, as of a few days ago, about 100 parents who do not support the resolution. That's true. We're saying this is not what we want. We are happy with what we have and don't want to change. And I think that that is really strong thing in today's.
Could you read just the clause that people signed?
Sure. It's very short. We represent the parents whose children currently enrolled at the Cornell Child Care Center. We do not support the resolution of recommendations for the Cornell Child Care Center presented by the Faculty Senate. Our children are very happy at the center. The proposed resolution will cause unnecessary disruption and stress on the children, families, beloved teachers, and staff at the center. Please consider this when making your decision on the resolution. And know how happy our children are, as we are at the Cornell Child Care Center, run by Greg Bragg and his institution. So here's the parents and children of the Cornell Child Care Center.
How many children would that translate to? You said over.
I'm not 100% sure how many children that would translate to, but it is fair to say that there are 134 children enrolled, and I have around 100 signatures. And sometimes one parent is dropping off, and I don't know how many people that we've got in the morning and in the evening. There are part-time people, so it's an ongoing thing. But so far, this is what we have right now. And if I could address one more thing about the turnover rate, I'd like to say that a parent, my child has had a lot of teachers. There's one thing that we do unique about this Cornell community is that we have there's a lot of spouses here. We had a teacher in our classroom who was here for about 10 months because her husband was at Cornell Law School. And he had the opportunity to go abroad to study, and she went with him. And I'm happy that my child had 10 months with this great teacher who was here and dedicated to my child. And so I think that a lot of things are reflected in the turnover rate that aren't really there. A second teacher left because a Cornell faculty member who was in our classroom took that teacher as their nanny. And these are just examples of things that have happened that affect teachers. And, if someone offers you money to do this, it would be you. So there are situations that you don't know about that are affected in turnover rate.
Thank you very much. I think we've got to call a halt as we've got to have time to and you are welcome to stay in the session here, but I think that we just don't have time for any more. I'm very sorry.
I have a question back.
Yes.
We've heard about resources coming from Cornell, from the Human Resources, Resources Department. Could you tell me, has there been an increase in budget has there been more money and more staff time that's been put in since the initial resolution? None whatsoever. In other words, Cornell has not put more money into or changed the payment scale with Bright Horizons since the initial resolution back in.
We did add for the NAEP accreditation accreditation.
Right, and that additional support came in the form of extra money to Bright Horizons in order to facilitate them bringing certain things in. All right, and you're continuing to pay for those.
That would happen in any accreditation process?
Well, those teachers are now being responsible.
Would that support come forward in any accreditation process, regardless of vendor?
I'm sorry, did that one more time?
Would the support for the additional support for the accreditation process happen regardless of who the vendor was?
Yeah, there's an enormous amount of paperwork that goes into that accreditation process. It's very difficult for the teachers to do that on top of their regular work.
So regardless if it's Bright Horizons or anyone else, Cornell would support that.
And has HR been working with Bright Horizons to remediate some of the things that were brought up in the initial resolution?
Yeah.
So you have been. So there's more staff time on the part of HR.
Well, no, we've always had a person assigned to the job center.
Yeah. I know this is one of your great hopes and achievements. Back 3 or 4 years ago, you were talking about the need to do this and the hope to actually make it bigger and have a second.
So
it's been on your mind a lot. What I'm wondering, not to presage your report, but are you going to be looking at the range of things that are being discussed, not just the positive comments, which we can all understand. We all, you know, look for the best for our children, and there's some good things going on, very good things. But there's also reservations, and there are things that the Senate report has pointed out, and that we had on our minds when we put our resolution into effect. And it would seem like right now we're just looking at a hope and a prayer, or at least maybe that's too trivial. That you're
my.
I think it's key to know what the HR department is going to do in the next few weeks with this to our resolution, from my point of view.
You mean in terms of this particular issue or child care, we have a laundry issue in child care and in care in general that needs to be attended to us. Because care, whether it's child care or health care, are going to continue to be an issue. So
well, you have some on our child care committee. So the question is whether you will be seriously engaged with those in the next That's all.
Marty, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Right,
we really have got to talk among ourselves and figure out what it is we want to do. And we have before us several resolutions.
Two.
We have, in fact, two. And the first of them was proposed by the Child Care Services Subcommittee, and the effect of that one is, be it resolved that the University Assembly urges the President and the Administration to consider the additional information and recommendations from the Faculty Senate and then take action accordingly. And that is a possible resolution.
Yes. I'd like to add an amendment to that, which would add from the Faculty Senate and the University Assembly Child Care Subcommittee. In other words, that the although there are some things that overlap, I think the Child Care Subcommittee report that was laid out to us is substantial and needs to be, develop, I guess you could say, some of the ideas that were in the university.
There's an alternative resolution that's been proposed by the executive committee of the UA.
Oh, is that?
Which you probably don't have. And it has essentially 2 points. And
do we have we had that back? That's the.
What it says is I can read the two relevant pieces. Therefore, be it resolved, the University Assembly recommends that when the current contract with Bright Horizon terminates, that a contract for the operation of the center be open for competitive bidding. And secondly, be it further resolved, the University Assembly, together with the President of the University, will establish an ad hoc committee to work with human resources to select the contractor and to oversee the operation or advise in the operation of the center. In other words, that is another alternative that we bring, that the executive committee brings. And they aren't necessarily contradictory, but I think the real issue is what should we be saying, having heard this discussion and read all the relevant comments, what should we be suggesting to the president as a course of action? What recommendation would we care to make? And
we don't have that recommendation in front of us, right?
Yeah, we don't.
With that resolution that you just read.
It wasn't a resolution. It's just like a framework for what we'd want to have involved.
The only recommendation, if we were to pass this first one, which says we should consider the fact that the Senate's recommendations and if the amendment that you proposed goes through the UA Child Care Subcommittee's recommendation, we would be in effect supporting the idea of severing the contract in August if that's what the faculty senate and the UA Subcommittee is saying.
That's correct. And whereas that is not what the other resolution says. Yes, Howie.
Well, having read the correspondence that came with the call for the meeting, where a large number of parents expressed their satisfaction, I would say, with the center, having heard the number of people, the majority who are here today, who also expressed their satisfaction with the center, having heard that we have a petition signed by 100 parents now in the center supporting the center, I absolutely would not vote for the Senate meeting, for the Senate motion at this meeting. I think it would be wrong to do that with the evidence that we have just heard now.
Yes. Leah. Well, why don't we... Yes, go ahead. Yes.
I was actually kind of confused in regards to the data that was offered. I remember some of them looking against each other. In one report, I think someone was mentioned that 50%. Were 50% of parents were not satisfied or would not recommend. Yeah, would not recommend it. And then someone else said 23. And then also from the respect of the petition. We're not sure if those conditions are like actual parents, like how many children, I guess, they're representing, whether it was both of the parents that met coincidentally took shifts, I guess, between picking them off and dropping them off. I do actually agree with you in that respect, though, that majority of the responses from the document that I have say that the teachers are great, the administration is great, everything's amazing. But I guess I just wanted to make sure that, like, the data was clear, I guess, but the data's right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how many would it be?
51% would recommend. So
21% disagree. Yes, go ahead. Jared? Mary, if you want to say something.
Have what? Pardon me?
Do you have a comment?
I believe I did send a copy of that to the UA exec site this morning.
Could be, but I haven't got it. Christina?
I'm new to the UA, so I'm just trying to wrap my brain around all of this. I'm new to the UA this term. And my question is, what is the urgent need to make a do-or-die decision right now? Are the children in jeopardy? Are they in danger? Why is this such an issue right this second?
The reason is that a recommendation has gone forward from the faculty senate to the president. The president has asked for a report from Mary, and the president is going to make some kind of a decision or some kind of a recommendation about the 1st of November. And he would very much like the input from this group as to what it is we think and we would recommend he do. And it seems to me we've already heard, and judging just from the sense of the people around the table, that immediately getting rid of Bright Horizons is not a sensible thing to do. And I think there's general agreement about that. And that is in part what the Faculty Senate recommendation recommended. So I think that is an important difference and something important we can say to him, which is, no, we don't agree with that recommendation, if that is in fact the case. I'm putting words in people's mouths, but I'm just listening to the discussion.
Well, the Faculty Senate resolution doesn't say immediate. It depends on what you call immediate. It's actually the end of the spring term. So and that a search would go on with an appointment in August. So I'm just clarifying.
Yeah, thank you. You had a comment, Aaron?
I was going to say, it seems like we're sort of between a rock and a hard place here. We need to provide a recommendation to the president before the beginning of November, but yet we don't have, you said November 1st. We
that
need
is
a recommendation
correct.
To the president, but we don't have a report from HR yet summarizing this data. And maybe that survey was sent to the executive committee, but it wasn't sent to me at least, and I don't think it was sent to most of the members. I'm not sure if we're even in a position to vote either for or against endorsing a recommendation at this point.
But then what would you want to say to the president?
Well, that's the trouble. I think that we should wait, but of course we don't have another meeting before November 1st.
Andrew.
So, okay. It seems that we're voting on a process, on fast-forwarding process, that we have no idea how it would go forward. We're trying to vote on fast-forwarding a contract so that we can do an open bid. We're voting on a faculty senate resolution, but that is the biggest part of the resolution that stands out. Maybe we could amend our resolution to say everything but that or something like that. But I would like to know from Vice President Opperman, do you think, how did that open bid process go the first time? Do you see any trouble in starting the open bid process? What happened? We don't know any of that stuff.
No,
we're
not.
Right.
No.
So that's a good question. There's not a lot of management groups that manage that manages IC3. They are
adjourned, I think.
All right, I just wanted to clarify some things after Andrew's comment. So basically, the child care resolution, the FSD one, as well as the faculty senate's findings are not what we're voting on as an assembly. Basically, we are having this meeting today so we can do our own fact-finding and ultimately make our own resolution. And that's what Charlie laid out. So our plan is like an intermediary step. Our plan with this ad hoc committee is so we can begin the process of opening up the bidding and working with the president to evaluate what we're going to do. And this is pertinent because the contract is expiring in August. We wouldn't be talking about this necessarily if the contract wasn't expiring.
The contract is 5 years, 2013. They recommend that we separate in January.
Strong. Marty.
Marty?
Yeah. I'm seeing 6 o'clock approaching, but I'm also seeing that I think we need to make a statement that we support our subcommittee. I think we need to make a statement that we're concerned about the success of the child care center, and I see that emerging from the Family Services Committee's quasi-resolution. I would turn it into a resolution, which we all have in front of us. It's labeled a statement. And it says, whereas the Faculty Senate approved a set of resolutions regarding the Cornell Child Care Center on September 8, 2010, following a submission of a detailed study and report from the Ad Hoc Committee of Experts, whereas the University Assembly has a long-term interest in the success of the Cornell Child Care Center, whereas the Child Care Services Subcommittee of the Family Services Committee has put forth a resolution for the UA to consider and support of the Faculty Senate's recommendations. And then it goes on to say the Family Services Committee of the University Assembly, I would say resolve that the University Assembly strongly supports the position that Cornell University should have an on-site daycare facility addressing all ranges of age. In other words, you have in front of you, I think we should affirm that these things have occurred, that our subcommittee has come up with a document, and that the Senate has come out with a document, and that the that we support the continuation of an on-site daycare facility addressing all ranges of age that's safe, inclusive, affordable, and informed by best practices concerning early childhood development. Facility should be accessible to all Cornell undergraduate, graduate students, staff, and faculty. My feeling is that we don't have enough information here to make a strong statement about severing of contracts. I'd like to wait for HR to do more work on this, but I think we should bring to the president's attention through a resolution that we are aware of these and consider them important actions by the Senate and by the child care subcommittee.
So, point of information, you want to leave the Family Services Committee of that and make it be it therefore resolved that.
Yeah, therefore be it resolved that the University Assembly strongly supports the position that Cornell should have an on-site. I know it's waffling a bit. On the other hand, I think that's where we are now in terms of.
Yes, Howie.
I think you're neglecting what happened here today. We've got a lot of new evidence today. I think we got a lot of new evidence today of parent satisfaction, which right. Totally seems to be at odds with what we heard in the Senate. I heard what they said. So I don't think we can just neglect that. Why do we invite all these people here to hear what they want to say? I mean, that should go in our record.
I agree with that. Yes, please.
Staffing
you can't manage. Yes. Sir?
I was just going to say, I mean, a lot of the comments talk about the affordability of the center. They talk about the tuition. Graduate students especially have difficulty affording the tuition. I think we're all in favor of a better ratio, but I wonder where we might come from, especially when the center's already running a deficit in science.
Yeah. So how would you folks like to proceed, Jim?
I was going to say, from the standpoint of between now and what's our deadline to get something to present by 1 November?
Before 1 November.
Before 1 November. So it sounds like we have a couple of potential draft resolutions and resolution rewrites that maybe some people want to circulate. I was going to say, from what I heard today, the resolution that we put together, from my perspective, says we support a center. That we acknowledge the excellence of the staff. That was consistent last year. It has been consistent tonight. Even the detractors to Bright Horizon were criticizing the administration, not the wonderful teachers they had. Cognizant of the high turnover rate, that's one of the concerns that was affecting current satisfaction. What I find most troubling to seal the deal for any resolution at the moment is, you know, even if this is both peers and parents, this is half the kid population in the center, which is compelling, especially since people a lot of times don't want to sign up for the board or against it. But our committees seem to have the exact opposite experience. In other words, the committees seem to be more in support of the faculty senate resolution as put forward, and yet the parents seem to be contraindicating, you know, the satisfaction. I don't know if this is for the teachers, if this is dissatisfaction with the Bright Horizon administration. I don't think it's that simple. So I think we would have been able to ferret it out. So I don't know what we say. I haven't seen the deference to our committees that I know work very diligently on this. I saw nothing today that would cause me to want to recommend President Scott a premature breaking with Bright Horizon. But I would also put in a word that, you know, based on Mary gets more complete information than others, that he not shy from doing so if the evidence indicates he should. You know, so the basic statements along supporting the center, do not close the center, you know, acknowledging the staff are excellent and anything that can be done to help them. I wouldn't put anything about budget neutral or, I have a lot of problems, I'm sorry, with the faculty the senate resolution because it confuses the early termination, in my opinion, with budget neutrality, with assigning a small number of spots to the provost. It's a very broad brush. And each one of those has all kinds of impacts to, you know, graduate students, I mean, to the larger community. So I don't know what to say about that. I personally think that, you know, we don't need to, it should be a tremendous recruitment tool for Cornell, but it's also a group of the graduate students and everybody else as well, and that's typical. So,
Leon?
Is it possible that perhaps maybe there's a group of us who would want to draft a resolution and send it out to the entire comment for feedback?
And with that resolution being out for comment in approximately 7 days, so
or less.
So that we can.
Yeah, so we can do maybe that, yeah, 7 days or less. Maybe that's one option.
Well, I think that, Howie.
Yes, I support that. I think, I mean, we all know each other. I think if we had a couple of volunteers here today to make a resolution, send it out where we can all comment on it. And if we have totally different ideas, that'll go in the pot. But I think a great deal can be done. And it's really important to have big words in front of us so we know what we're talking about.
And I would add to that that probably given the time frame we're having and maybe not having another face-to-face meeting, we may not get perfect consensus, and we need to be able to, I think we do need to put something, some advice sent in front of President Scott from this committee for his consideration, unless it is so divisive that we have to say we need to be punched for next year or month.
Right.
Sure.
I have a question for Brenda. A lot of people have had problems and they're worried about the potential gap in time that could exist in between us severing the contract and then having a child care center. And Celine definitely alluded to this before. Can you comment on our ability to ensure continuity of care and if there could be any potential obstacles that would get in the way of that?
Leon?
Is it possible for you to ask any of us that might be interested in grabbing that?
Yes, of course. Hang on. Randy, you wanted to say something?
Would it be possible to purchase stores in the care of Bright Horizons to agree to a 4-year contract to take into consideration all the good things that they've done and all the worries? And then everything would be stable. At least about 3 years, and but with the option for changing quicker, should it not? But not so quickly.
Well, I wonder, I think it makes sense to have a small subcommittee draft a resolution based on what we've heard today. I just don't think we can do it as a body of the whole. I just don't think it's sufficient. I agree with Leon. So let me ask for volunteers. Who would be willing to work on such a subcommittee? Leon?
Virtual.
Yeah, by email. Marty? Ned? And Howie. Great. Oh, yes, Christina.
Are we meeting on the 27th?
Yeah, we are.
Yes, we are. Yes.
So we could pass something.
So conceivably we could pass something then in a face-to-face meeting.
Virtual.
Is the resolution that was presented by the executive board today going to serve as a starting point?
It could serve as a starting point. I think we really ought to leave the leave it open to see what the group thinks. I would, before everybody departs and the meeting for the UA theoretically lasts until 6:30 today, special meeting because of the timing, I would like a kind of straw vote around the table. The Faculty Senate resolution, as I recollect, and I have not read it within the past day, calls for an early termination of Bright Horizons contract, as I recollect. What is, I would like an expression of opinion as just a straw vote, just to give the committee some guidance. Do people favor early termination of Bright Horizons contract, would you say, by raising your hand?
Would that be early termination in
June? No, I don't know when the Faculty Senate recommended it.
I think it
says it's terminated January, but it lasts until August.
Right.
In other words, the contract doesn't terminate in January.
But the
notification of early termination takes place by January 1st.
Okay, so the question is, do people approve of that resolution? Just a straw vote. All in favor? All opposed? Okay, well that, I think, provides real guidance to the committee. Are there other issues that could be framed that simply that are worth asking?
Well, I'd like to just say, would an early termination
could it stick to the 5 years, or could it be something like 4 years, in order to take all the committees that have worked seriously and acknowledge it?
Andrew?
I just don't understand that, because when you said derelict is our duty, so you're only going to have our kids.
No, we really don't know.
What?
We really don't know. It's time to worry.
Aaron?
I wanted to say, we talked about the process that went into choosing Bright Horizons. It sounds like even if we terminated the contract tomorrow, we don't really have any other options. There's a local group, the one that manages IP3, and the other group went out of business.
Well, there could be new ones.
Okay.
You know, you have to put the RFP out.
But I suppose at the very least it's worth saying there's no guarantee that we can even find anybody else.
Yeah.
Well,
but we may.
Leon?
For grad students, the grant is enough to cover 1 month of expenses for grad students.
Leon, you have a comment.
There's a contract, a 5-year contract. You can end this whenever you want, but you're obligated to pay Bright Horizons for 5 years. I mean, why waste all that money? If you have a contract already in place, you still are obligated to pay for the entire 5 years.
Leon, I don't think we should get into that kind of detail, because I think that's an administrative issue, and I have no idea what the contract says, and I think our issue should be, what do we really recommend to the president? And the one thing that we have disagreed with the faculty clearly around the table is immediate termination. And where we go from there, I think, is a matter for further discussion.
Termination for cause is an issue for lawyers, and you don't know what it's going to be.
And I don't want to bet it wrong. Mary, you want to say anything about that?
While we differ in terms of how you
Thank you, Mary. Are there other matters, Marty?
I'm really puzzled because, I mean, if we're going to recruit good folks, the faculty would be very concerned that they wanted to recruit. And this is coming out of faculty, the strong impetus to do a reevaluation. And I still, I mean, okay, Howie, maybe at the faculty center they didn't come, they weren't fully informed, but we had people here who were from that committee, and they didn't appear to capitulate and say everything's hunky-dory, let's just go ahead. I mean, so whose word do we take? We can't manage a daycare center in the UA, and I can understand that the human resources doesn't want to manage the daycare center either. But there have been daycare centers in Ithaca, and they've been well managed through the years. And there's one issue that hasn't reared its head as well as it could, which is, you know, Bright Horizons is a corporation that has with hundreds of daycare centers. We pay a large commission to them to run this place. And you know, we haven't talked about the economics. I don't know how to evaluate the economics, but I do know when the choice was made to field Bright Horizons, some people were concerned that by taking out of local control and locally based, that you were spinning off profits that were going elsewhere. So I don't want to. Maybe we'll get some clarification about that. But I'm really concerned that there's the faculty senate and our subcommittee, both of which know a heck of a lot more than some of us sitting here, because they've actually done the work, you know, are against it. So I just want to say I raised my hand that way because I really feel that we need to have an edge to this. We can't just say, oh, a lot of parents are very concerned about their kids, you know. I'm concerned that parents get good daycare treatment, and I don't, you know, I had kids going through daycare at Cornell in the, what preceded this, over in the human ecology department. They had wonderful, so I'm not trying to downplay that, but it's not enough.
There's a lot of ways to be expert at looking at it. If you look at any given center at any given time, there's lots going on. And there's a lot of things in what you just said that are worth looking at. There are issues about moving to a full spectrum center. There are issues about a big center. There are issues about having it run outside with the corporation. There are issues about having it run from a roof outside of it. There are issues about a startup as opposed to a mature center. There are issues about understanding what a violation is and what a major violation is, small violation. There's all sorts of things about understanding what you're looking at when you look at data. And it's very, very difficult to for you all to take a look at any of this and really know what you're looking at. I would encourage you to also listen to and hear what the parents are saying as well. My challenge is I do know a little bit about running centers. I also put two kids, I think, for one of my kids through a center. And I have the data. My challenge to prep, and my report is going to be successful, is to try to integrate all of that into a single report. I think that what you have a faculty committee that did a really good job of taking a look at all that data and tried to, you know, they took a strong and I think really hard look at what that data meant. I think what you're hearing from the parents is the experience that their children and they are having. And it isn't, and neither of those are wrong. I don't know that you're ever going to lay all of that out and come to the right line answer. I think you're going to have to look at the contradiction.
Well, will your report draw upon the our child care committee report as well? Will your Mary?
Yes.
when you write your, will you be considering the observations that were made in our class? I guess I feel like before I could participate in the committee, I mean, you're welcome to draft the resolution, I need to have that report to see what HR has processed. You know, that's so true.
I have to be honest with you. My report was requested by the president. My report was going to the president.
That's right. I don't think we can have that report. I think we're going to have to do the best we can with the information that we have. And we have quite a lot of information. And it seems to me that we are not in the business of running a child care center. We are in the business of trying to listen to the comments, react to the written comments. We have the Faculty Senate report to read and to evaluate. And it seems to me we are to come up with some kind of a recommendation, whatever it may be. And it's not intuitively obvious what that's going to be. And that's why we need a committee to think about this a little more and to try and propose some kind of recommendation. I think we're getting, yes. Is there any more business to come before the meeting? Well, I declare it adjourned.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.